The number of uninsured children in the U.S. could increase by 25% because of a new possible rule from the Department of Homeland Security. That's according to healthcare researchers. KERA's Abigail Ruman reports.
DHS wants to remove a narrow definition of what's known as the public charge rule, which the government uses to screen applications for permanent legal status and visas to enter the country. Public charge determinations assess whether an immigrant is considered reliant on public benefits. Federal guidance requires those assessments to depend on whether an immigrant is using cash assistance or long-term institutionalization. Under a newly proposed rule, the use of other public benefits programs, like Medicaid or SNAP, could negatively affect an application. Kelly Whitener is an associate professor at Georgetown University's Center for Children and Families. She says the proposed rule could create a chilling effect, where people become afraid to apply for or receive benefits.
The rule doesn't set forward a clear standard. People will have to guess, and they'll act out of an abundance of caution.
In a statement to NPR, the Department of Homeland Security said this rule is not final, and it's subject to revision following public comments. In the proposed rule, DHS acknowledges a possible chilling effect. Whitener says people are also concerned a family member's use of public benefits could negatively affect a future immigration application under the proposed rule. The health research organization KFF estimates between 1 and 4 million people could disenroll from Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, if the proposal takes effect. And that includes between 500,000 and almost 2 million eligible children. Robert Sanborn is with Children at Risk, a Texas-based research and advocacy organization. He says the rule change will have a generational impact on immigrant communities, including poor health, academic, and economic outcomes.
We should not be a society that's saying we're only pro-family for a certain segment of our society.
Experts say they're concerned the effect could be worse than previous changes to the public charge guidance.
Those families are doing everything possible to make sure that their kids are successful.
In the proposed rule, DHS says access to public benefits shouldn't incentivize immigration. The agency says speculation before the proposed rule is finalized is ill-timed. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Ruman in Dallas.